I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tax season has arrived, and doing taxes without the right help can feel overwhelming. Intuit TurboTax is here now to guide you through it with confidence. Match with a TurboTax full-service expert who handles everything for you from start to finish. Your dedicated expert checks every single deduction and credit to help you get the best possible outcome so you can feel confident you're getting every dollar you deserve. And the best part? You'll see real-time updates on your expert's progress right on your phone while you live your life. Plus, you get unlimited expert help at no extra cost, even on nights and weekends during tax season. Visit TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Full Service Experts. Real-time updates only on iOS mobile app.
Hey, everybody. This is a preview of today's members episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button, and become a member today.
Merkel Media.
This was all circulating around the base that a giant had been killed, but no one was supposed to talk about it.
I saw three long bony fingers reach up underneath the door, curl up to grab it, and then disappear.
When he came over to me, dude, he slithered over to me.
And this giant comes out of the cave and they're all frozen. And he starts running and firing at this giant. But the giant moves. He's got a spear in one hand and he's running really fast and spears Dan and holds him up like this. Somebody yells, shoot him in the face, shoot him in the face. They basically decapitate him.
Got closer. When he got about 15 yards away from me, I raised that 12 gauge and I blow this head off.
I feel something pulling at my leg, and I look over, and there are two small gray entities pulling at me, and they're literally, I'm getting pulled off the bed.
I reach my hand into this bush, and I touch air. Couldn't breathe, and I couldn't move, because I know I'm seeing a monster.
Welcome to the show, everybody. You're listening to the Confessionals Podcast. I'm your host, Tony Merkel. Thanks for being here. If you have a crazy, wild experience you want to share with me on the show, go ahead and shoot me an email. My email address is contact@theconfessionalspodcast.com. That's contact@theconfessionalspodcast.com. Or go to the website, theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the contact section, and you can reach me that way as well. Either way works for me, just get a hold of me. Go ahead and check out Merk Merch for your Merkel Media apparel needs. It Gets Weird t-shirt is the latest in stock, and we are going to have new designs available soon. So keep an eye out for that at merkmerch.com. Also, go ahead and check out merkelfilms.com for on-demand streaming of documentaries. We are very excited about some new things coming to the platform. Stay tuned for that at merkelfilms.com. Now, today we have Paris coming on the show, and he shares a series of intense supernatural experiences beginning in his early childhood, which included repeated encounters with a towering demonic entity called the Gray Man, and a terrifying dream where he was confronted by the biblical figure Apollyon. As his relationship with God deepened, he also experienced powerful angelic visitations marked by overwhelming joy and provision, contrasting sharply with the fear and oppression of the demonic. One of the most disturbing events was a vivid dream involving a wolfman that left claw marks on his face when he woke up. This highlighted the tangible spiritual warfare he endured throughout his entire life. So let's get to Paris right now. All right, today we have Paris on the show. What's going on, man?
How's it going?
Going good, man. It's going good. So I didn't realize how close you are. You're what, an hour from me?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, maybe an hour and 15, just depending on, you know, that lovely Knoxville traffic.
The Knoxville traffic is kind of nuts. Was it always that bad around here, or is it just because of knuckleheads like me moving around?
You know what? I had heard recently that East Tennessee has become like the prime state to just retire in. And so I feel like everybody from like the West Coast is moving here. So I think it's always kind of been bad, but it's been, I think, worse pretty these last few years. So
like anytime that I have to, cause I'm on the east side of the city. And so anytime I have to go Farragut or out further, I'm like,
It's not worth it.
I'm good. I'm just gonna stay in the mountains. Anyways, man, I'm glad you're here, and you have some unique things to talk about today, which I'm interested in getting into. We're going to talk about frequencies and through some of your demonic encounters, demonic dreams, angelic encounters, and even a wolfman encounter that happened in the dream realm. But I almost did it again. We'll cross that bridge when it comes, because I have some thoughts on it already, but I'm going to hand it over to you and let you kind of take it away, my friend.
Thanks again for having me, Tony. I really appreciate it. I had been listening to you for a while now, and, you know, growing up, I had these encounters and I really just didn't really know what they meant or, you know, why they were necessarily happening to me. And so once I started listening to your podcast, I was like, oh my gosh, it was like, there's so many people that's kind of got the same experiences that I do, or kind of believe the same stuff that I do. And so I had, you know, I just started praying. I was like, you know, it's like, God, is this something you want me to open up about, you know, and just kind of throw out there, you know, let your will be done and let me, you know, get on the podcast and kind of share and stuff. And so, you know, obviously when you all reached out, or when I reached out and you replied and stuff, I was, you know, kind of excited, nervous, because this is something I don't really share much about to a lot of people, just because a lot of people, will kind of look at you kind of like, you know, you're crazy or, you know, like you need to be admitted somewhere, or, you know, so, it's funny, cause, you know, my wife is my world and I love her to death, but, she does not like it when I have these experiences or like have these encounters, just because she's, you know, polar opposite of, like, you know, she loves God with all her heart, but she does not want to mess or, like, you know, do anything like, you know, the evil spirits and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Really freak her out. So, with that being said, you know, it's, for me, all this kind of started, you know, pretty young. I was probably like, I remember like as a like really young child, you know, always just being really fearful, really scared and stuff, but like always having these weird dreams about, like, just different creatures, man, that were, you know, like in my house, my childhood home growing up, you know, always like kind of stalking me, or, you know, trying to like just always like looking at me from, you know, around the corner, and, you know, always gotta like watch your back and stuff. And it always, you know, I never really thought anything of it, because it was always just like these nightmares, you know. And but, man, I was so scared, so freaked out as a young kid. And it wasn't till probably my first encounter that was around like, I was like probably like 5 or 6, and my mom and I were leaving her room in the house that I grew up in. And I think it was probably closer to 6, because my younger brother, she was holding my brother walking down this hallway. And I remember walking right behind her, and all of a sudden, to me, anytime like I experience at the time I didn't realize this, but anytime I experience like a demonic presence or anything that's like evil, it's almost like molasses feeling, like that's kind of like what the air kind of feels like, really, like it's like really hard to push through. Everything comes like really heavy. And I just felt like, you know, I felt it, you know, just on my back. And so I turned around and I looked where we came out of the room, and there was this giant. Just demon. I didn't really know what to process, you know, at the time. Taller than the door frame, you know, almost head was almost like to the ceiling. And he was all like in black, really dark gray skin, no eyes, just kind of like dark mist around his eyes. And then he had this long, stringy hair. That was like super white and just kind of these like jagged almost looking teeth, almost like decayed teeth, you know? And as soon as that happened, I turned around to like go to my mom again. I don't know if what happened, but, and this is the crazy part, is she was like nowhere. And she was literally right in front of me, and where my house is laid out, it's almost impossible for her just to like vanish without me knowing. But like, she was completely gone, and I ran down the hallway into a different room and stuff. And the fear that was just over me was so much. I just couldn't even handle it as a kid. I'm screaming, and I heard a voice tell me, you know, to call upon me and you'll be saved. And I just remember just all of a sudden just like falling down on my face, even as like a kid, just like having that faith that, you know, the only person I know that could save me in this moment is, you know, Christ. And I, you know, I just started to call it on the name of, you know, of Jesus to just come and be with me. And as soon as I did that, it's like the reality shift back. And my grandfather came out of his bedroom, like in a panic, because I was screaming and stuff. And he was just asking, you know, if I was okay. And I was trying to, you know, process what I just saw. And so, yeah, that was probably the first experience I've ever had in person. That was the first time that all that happened. So that was pretty wild.
Yeah, I'd say so. So let me ask you, just for clarification before we go further into this, you're saying that the precursor to this event happening was feeling like you were walking through something thick and heavy. You described it like molasses, right?
Like just like almost like the air turns into that consistency, you know. It's and that's happened every time for me. Anytime I have the encounter in person, the atmosphere just changes into this really just heavy. It's like almost like the oxygen starts leaving the room. It's like a shift in the atmosphere. It's like the spiritual realm is kind of like overtaking reality, you know. But yeah, that's what it feels like. So that's what I know.
And your mom vanished.
My hand was like on her as she was walking down the hallway. Like I remember holding on to her shirt and then letting go like for a split second to turn around and look. And as soon as that, I turned around, gone. So and till this day, I'll talk to her about it. And it's kind of hard for her to remember, obviously, that just because to her, it's just walking down the hallway. But obviously for me, it's very, very different experience. But yeah, it was really, really strange. Yeah, for sure.
Let me ask you a question. How far, did this happen in Morristown too?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How far from the Cherokee Reservoir?
Our house was right on Cherokee Lake.
Of course it was.
Yeah.
Really?
You know, it's funny you said, Oh, yeah. Like, so, yeah, like you could drive, I don't know, 5 minutes to Cherokee Lake from where we lived. We lived in Lakemore subdivision on Buffalo Trail. And it's funny that you said that because my mamaw at the time would always bring in these Native American like artifacts into the house, and like, you know, like these dream catchers and like different like tools and stuff. And so my dad's a pastor actually, and he started like reading into all this stuff and got rid of a lot of it because, you know, he didn't want the same experiences happen to me that happened to him as a kid and his family and stuff. So, but I mean, at this point, I think it was already in my life that it kind of had a hold on me at the time. So I think it was there to stay for a while.
Yeah.
So,
but. Well, I'd bring that up because, it's funny because just on the last interview I did, yes, if we have loyal listeners out there and they're like, dang, Tony wearing the same shirt two interviews in a row, it's because it's the same day, suckers. And I forgot to bring a change of shirt. I usually try to bring some shirts with me and stuff, which I have in the hallway, but yeah, but no matter, stay on track, Tony. I was talking to this other guy and he brought up how he and his family lived not far from these two dams in Washington State, and obviously dams are conductors of energy. And I think the reservoir up there, isn't that a dam too?
Yeah. There's a big Cherokee dam that, actually, I mean, I'm probably like within, I don't know, 30 minutes of everything. Mm. So it's like a giant triangle between everything.
So here's a theory to throw out there in the beginning here to move forward with. And, you know, it's not fact, it's just theory. But you described, that molasses feeling, and to me that sounds almost like you are involuntarily piercing a veil, and people don't do it on purpose. Like, some people do it on purpose, but you know, it doesn't sound like you're doing it on purpose. It's happening, and I don't know exactly what it is, you know, per se about you that it's happening off, or not, I don't want to say often, but more than one time. I mean, I've never had something that happened to me, you know? And so, there might be something, you know, unique about you that is allowing you to accidentally pierce these soft spots in the veil. And I say soft spots because, I think there is room to consider the idea, because a lot of supernatural paranormal activity, however you want to look at it, I say supernatural these days, but a lot of supernatural activity happens around large bodies of water, especially moving bodies of water. And I think that there is real room to consider the idea of water being a natural conductor, not just of electricity, but actual energy that fuels and energizes the thinning of these veils. And I've talked about this before on the show where, you know, I theorize that not only are there all over the place, I don't mean like glowing round portals, but like thin veiled areas. But I also believe that those actually move. They're not just fixed to geographical location. And so if you have a thinning of a veil happening because of maybe something natural geographically, like the large water. And then you have the thinning of the veil and those portal spots, those thresholds are actually moving. I'd be interested to find out if anybody else out that way started having similar experiences as you.
For sure. I mean, I think it's very valid to, you know, think that way because, you know, especially, you know, witches, obviously they use all the elements, you know, anytime like they try to open portals and stuff like that, like, you know, they'll, you know, do the fire, earth, water, like all this stuff, you know. We actually had a witch that lived in my neighborhood growing up, that my dad, every Halloween we were never allowed to go to because, you know, he was always, you know, really cautious about, you know, just messing with that stuff. So, yeah. We actually had one that lived in our neighborhood for a while when I was a kid. And that neighborhood is very unique and it's weird because I still have dreams today about that house, about demons in that house or breaking into the house. So
this was a preview of today's member episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button and become a member today.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Doing taxes the old way meant handing everything off and just hoping things were moving. But now, you can feel confident your taxes are being handled right with Intuit TurboTax. Now you match with a TurboTax full-service expert. Just upload your documents right in the app, and boom, they take it from there. Start to finish, you've got a dedicated expert working your return. They check every deduction and credit to help you get the best possible outcome, so you can feel confident you're getting every dollar you deserve. And now you're not guessing what's happening, you're seeing it happen. TurboTax gives you real-time updates on your expert's progress while you go about your day. Run errands, grab a coffee, live your life. You're always in the loop. And if a question pops up, you get unlimited expert help at no extra cost, even on nights and weekends during tax season. Taxes are finally transparent, easier, and handled. Visit TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax full-service experts. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile app.
Are you a fraud-paying American? It's a fact that one in four honest, hardworking, tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. With LifeLock Identity Theft Protection, though, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, and get you your money back. Last year, the IRS flagged over $16 billion in refunds for identity fraud. That's billions of dollars that could come from your salary, overtime, or second job. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. And if your information does fall into the wrong hands, only LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists who are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Every year, people make the same fitness goal, train harder. But most fail because recovery gets ignored, especially connective tissue that muscles depend on to grow. Frog Fuel was developed by Navy SEALs and perfected by a Stanford-trained scientist, delivering 15 grams of nano-hydrolyzed collagen protein that digests in just 15 minutes. It's science-backed and ready to drink. No mixing, no sugar, no junk. This year, don't just train harder, recover smarter. Go to frogfuel.com. That's frogfuel.com. Stay unbreakable.
Are you a fraud-paying American? One in four tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Every year, people make the same fitness goal, train harder. But most fail because recovery gets ignored, especially connective tissue that muscles depend on to grow. Frog Fuel was developed by Navy SEALs and perfected by a Stanford-trained scientist, delivering 15 grams of nano-hydrolyzed collagen protein that digests in just 15 minutes. It's science-backed and ready to drink. No mixing, no sugar, no junk. This year, don't just train harder, recover smarter. Go to frogfuel.com. That's frogfuel.com. Stay unbreakable.